And last but not least, in Bahrain, regime forces attacked crowds of people protesting the staging of Formula One Grand Prix in the Persian Gulf Kingdom. The protesters say the Al Khalifa ruling dynasty wants to use the car race as a front to portray the situation in Bahrain as normal. This is the regime crackdown on the popular uprising has been continuing since the protests began in 2011. Reports say Bahraini regime forces have used tear gas to disperse the protesters. There are no immediate reports of casualties. Bahraini demonstrators have been demanding the downfall of the ruling monarchy since the revolution began. Scores of people have been killed and many more put behind bars by Saudi-backed regime forces during the period. Let's go to New York and talk to Professor Colin Cavell, former lecturer at the University of Bahrain. Welcome to the program, sir. Professor, first of all, with all the protests and demonstrations going on in Bahrain, just how likely will the Formula One race go ahead?
Well, it'll go ahead, but so will the opposition protests, Hassan. The Bahraini Democratic Uprising is now 2 years old, and once again, the Democratic Uprising and opposition in Bahrain is appealing to the world community to stand in solidarity with them against the oppressive 230-year-old Al Khalifa dictatorship. The regime, however, does not want the world to see the blood dripping from its hands, and hence wishes to go forward tomorrow, Sunday, April 21, with the Formula One car races. The Al Khalifas, as you know, Hassan, have bought and paid millions of dinars for the Formula One corporate head, Bernie Ecclestone, who is a sycophant and a subservient participant. Ecclestone, in return, has said that he sees nothing wrong with Bahrain, that it's a safe place to race, and that everything is just rosy for him. But of course, everything is not rosy in Bahrain. The regime and Ecclestone do not want to politicize the Formula One races, Hassan, but one does not go into a house, see dead bodies lying around, and do nothing. Friendly competition can only take place in a place where it is generally friendly. And that does not characterize Bahrain today. It has a repressive government that beats, imprisons, tortures, and murders its citizens who call for democracy. The Bahraini government is an international pariah, and there's a stench emanating from Bahrain. It is the foul odor of political repression, of beatings, of murder. Indeed, the system is rotten to the core in Bahrain. Dictatorship and monarchy are anathema to freedom and liberation. The people, the Democratic majority, are simply asking the Formula One drivers and their worldwide fans to boycott the races in Bahrain and stand in unity with them for the democratic movement. Indeed. Victory for democracy in Bahrain.
Indeed. Well, Professor, I mean, if everything goes wrong and supposedly the race is interrupted or even cancelled, what image will this portray of Bahrain then?
Well, what the movement indicates is that the people are not going to give up. Despite the Al Khalifas, despite Bernie Ecclestone and the corporate side of Formula One, but we're hoping that the drivers and the worldwide fans will object to letting things go on as usual, because with murder, with beatings, with torture, with repression, with no freedom and democracy in Bahrain, the people are resolute that they are not going to let things lay as they are.
Indeed. Well, we'll leave it there for the time being. Many thanks to Professor Colin Cavell, former lecturer at University of Bahrain. Thanks for your time there, sir.